Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Folk Tribe Entertainment. Yeah.
It is a glory for y'all that can still a thing, yeah. But it's another. The searching out the purity. The heart has many vices for us to give to desires. Yeah. So choose you life or death when you live. The burning fire now. Who will stand in the council of God now? Who will stand in the
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Morey Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 2330 Kemper Lane in Cincinnati, Ohio, here to bring you Nothing But the Truth. And we praise the mighty Yahweh for everybody that's tuned in our listening and viewing audience. For we know the only reason you have tuned into our program is because of your great fear and your great love towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only king, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer, and the only Savior of Yisrael in the world. And Yahweh is the one that has raised us up and ordained us to bring you his words of truth, and that's what we will do. And praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Here on Nothing But the Truth, for the last multiple nights, we have been being given a message from the word of Yahweh dealing with the book of the law and the generations in the book of Genesis, because there are 12 different generations that Yahweh will speak about in the book of Genesis. And the Creator let us know that we are to remember the law of Moses. And in doing so, the Creator has inspired our great Moreh, Yeshaya Yisrael, to be able to teach us the structure of the book of the law. The best way to remember something is to know its form. Once you know its form, now you know it, and now you can start to remember it. And so it's been a beautiful and awesome blessing to be able to hear the teachings of the generations of the book of Genesis. So we can even know the book of Genesis, because those 12 generations will take you throughout the entire book of Genesis, beginning with the generations of heaven and the generations of the earth, the generations of Adam. You're already in the second and third chapter, and the fifth chapter, dealing with the generations of Noah. You're now in the sixth chapter, and the generations all the way to the ninth chapter, the generations of the sons of Noah, which is in the tenth chapter, and the generations of Shem, which is the 11th chapter, the generations of Terah, same 11th chapter, the generations of Abraham from the 12th to about the 25th chapter, the generations of Ishmael, the generations of Isaac. You're dealing in the 26th and 27th chapters, the generations of Esau and Jacob, and of course Jacob being the 12th generation. That's the rest of the book of Genesis. And so you're able to know this book. And we're going to go into the book of Exodus, in the book of Leviticus, in the book of Numbers, and Deuteronomy also, so we can know the whole book of the law and remember it. But for the next couple of days, why, as we await Moreh Yeshaya to finish publishing the next study guide, we're going to deal with, still dealing with the book of the law, still dealing with the word of Yahweh and knowing it to remember it, but we're also now going to deal with Yahweh's order, because there's an importance of Yah's order that will be brought forth now that we are looking at the law with some better magnifying glasses. And let me show you exactly what we mean. And also, of course, we are in the midst of a 40-day and 40-night fast. We're in the midst of a sacrifice. Now, Yahweh said in the book of Psalms 50, and 5, gather my saints together unto me that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And that's what we're doing. We're making a sacrifice. We're into a covenant with the Most High and each other that we are fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. We just completed the 40-day portion of this fast, and we are now in the 40-night season of the fast. Tonight is the first night of the 40-night fast. So that means you were allowed to eat throughout the day today, but now the night is here, and we are fasting for the next 40 consecutive nights. So we're going to talk about that also, why today is the 40th and why it's not tomorrow or yesterday. We're going to deal with that also. In dealing with that, we're going to deal with the importance of Yah's order, and we definitely going to talk about this for the next couple of days. In the book of Psalms, if we go there to begin our lesson, in the book of Psalms, the 90th division, it reads, and we'll just get right to it. Start reading in verse 9, it says, "For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? Even according to your fear, so is your wrath." So since this is the truth, that there's so much, I would say, wrath and anger applied to us because of our iniquities, the question arises, or the request says in verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." And yes, we've taught this and taught about this verse many times. Yet, the question that came to me was, why? Why is it this thing, teaching us to number our days, the one statement made about applying our hearts to wisdom? You don't see that statement throughout the scriptures. Teach us to know the difference between clean and unclean, to apply our hearts to wisdom. Teach us how woolly your hair is, to apply our hearts to wisdom. Teach us to know the difference of this and teach us to know that, or teach us to know this so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. But no, you see that with this statement. Teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. And why is that so important, that you would apply your hearts to wisdom? Well, of course, in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter, it reads here in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding." So wisdom is the principal thing. It's the chief thing. It's the top thing. It's the first thing. So if you want to apply your hearts to wisdom, then this is a very serious endeavor, because it is the principal thing. You don't see where it says knowing this or that is the principal thing, but knowing wisdom is the principal thing. Apply your hearts to wisdom, and wisdom is the principal thing. So it's very important that we find out why the Creator would have us learn how to number our days. And that is the avenue in order to us applying our hearts to wisdom. So why is that? Why is that so? And if anybody listens to our radio program, this question was proposed on the radio program, and I'll let the people know we will deal with this answer today, or tonight rather. But why is it? Again, just let me show you how so very important wisdom is, so that you know why you need to apply your heart unto it. In Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, verse 5 reads, "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For this is your wisdom. The word of Yahweh is your wisdom. The statutes and the judgments is your wisdom. And wisdom is the principal thing. So we're learning the book of the law. That's what we're learning. And as Maury Isaiah said a couple weeks ago, Yahweh has showed us how to structure the law. And why would Yahweh show us that? Not because we are some medical doctors or philosophical doctors or doctors of philosophy, but because he wants you to be aware of his word. He wants you to know his word. He wants you to understand it. And why does he want you to understand it? Why does he want you to be aware of it? And the answer to that is in the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. Verse 29. The secret things belong unto Yahweh, our Elohim. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. That's why it's revealed. So you may do all the words of the law. So if Yahweh shows us how to teach this thing or that thing, it's so you can do the law. It's not to put a jewel and a feather in anyone's hat except that you do the law. So if somebody says, look what Yahweh has shown me according to this law, we want to hear that so we know how to do the law. And why do you want to know how to do the law? And you want to know how to do the law because of the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 44th verse said, and Moses came and spoke to all the words of the song in the ears of the people, and he said, he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to Israel. And he said to them, set your hearts to all these words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. So the law is your life. So Yahweh has revealed things so you can do the law, so you can maintain life. Yahweh said wisdom is the law, which means wisdom is your life, which means if Yahweh said, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom, he's giving you the key. He's giving you the avenue. He's giving you the way to apply your heart to life so that you may live. So this becomes a very important endeavor that we must undertake. Why do we need to number our days? And I'll tell you why we need to number our days. You need to number your days, or we need to number our days, or learn how to number our days, because of what it says in the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter. Because when you look up that word number, it just means to organize, to order, to mark. And you need to know how to organize these things. You need to know how to order them. And why do you need to know how to order them? In Psalms 37, verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by Yahweh, and he delights in his way. So you need to know order, because Yahweh orders a good man's steps. And what does that mean, to order a good man's steps? To order anything. What does this word order mean? And I'm going to show you, right after I show you Isaiah, the 9th chapter, so you can understand that this is not some fly-by-night thing. In Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 6th verse says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty Elohim, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from now on, even forever. The zeal of Yah of hosts will perform this." So David will order his kingdom. David will set things in order. Yahweh said a good man's steps is ordered by Yah, and he delights in his way. Well, why order? What is this order? Order comes from the Hebrew word. You'll find it in your concordance. If you want to know, see the Hebrew word, it's concordance number 3559, and the word is kun, kun. And it means, essentially, to establish, to prepare, to order, to fashion, to direct, to confirm. Yes. And why? Why do you need to know how it is prepared? Why does it say a good man's steps is prepared by Yah? Well, that's letting you know Yahweh fashioned it. That's letting you know Yahweh established it. That, and don't you want to be established? The scriptures say every man will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Because a faithful man is faithful to Yah. He lets Yahweh establish him. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 16th chapter. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1, it reads, "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the spirits. Commit your works unto Yah, and your thoughts shall be established." Do you not want your thoughts established? In this word, thoughts, it's the same as your plans, your preparations, what you prepare. You prepared something. You fashioned something. You made it. You thought about it. You wrote down notes. You thought about scenarios. You thought about things that would happen. Plan B's through Z's. You have plans. But if you committed your way to the Creator, all those plans will be established. They will be ordered. They will be confirmed. They will be prepared by Yah. They will be fixed. They will be set. And isn't that what you want it to be? So when it says, teach us to number our days, it's really letting you know, teach us to prepare ourselves after the manner of Yah, because that's who we're asking. Yahweh, teach us to order this. Teach us to establish this. Teach us to prepare this. Teach us to confirm this. Direct this. Why? Because Yahweh is the one that does establish things. He's the one that will establish things as long as you're committed to Him. If you're not committed to Him, then why would He even look to establish what you're saying? Why would you look to Him to establish what you want? If you don't look to the Most High, he don't look to you. Why are you concerned with it anyway? But if you do look to the Most High and you do want him to establish things, then you want to know how you get to that place. And the only way you get to that place is by the way he said you get to that place, and that is through ordering your days. You cannot ignore the importance of ordering your days, because once you do, you will not know how to apply your hearts to wisdom. And I'm going to find this scripture. I need to show you this scripture. It wasn't in my plans, so I got to go and find it real quick. Isaiah, the 44th chapter. Let's go there. Isaiah chapter 44, I want to start at the 24th verse. It says, thus saith Yahweh your Redeemer, and he that formed you. See, that's why you want to know how Yahweh fashioned things. Because he formed you. That means he formed you in a peculiar way. And how would you know wisdom if you don't understand how Yahweh formed you? Thus saith Yahweh that formed you from the womb, and I am Yahweh that makes all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreads abroad the earth by myself. That's who he is, the only one. He frustrates the tokens of the liars and makes diviners mad. He turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolish. That confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers, that says to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Yehuda, thou shalt be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Yes, the Almighty confirms the word of his servant. Why? Because he's the one that establishes these things. He performs the counsel of his messengers, because he's the one that spoke it. He's the one that gave it, and he's the one that will confirm it. And you want it to be confirmed. You just don't want to be speaking hot air. You just don't want to be saying you're going to do a thing and it don't be done. Yahweh is the one that does that. And he is giving you the key to allowing it to be done, as long as you seek after him. Teach us to number our days. In doing so, we have to know the importance of these things. For instance, look in the book of Psalms 119. In Psalms 119, verse 133, it reads, order my steps in your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. So we want to be ordered. We want to be established. We want to be prepared in the way of the Most High, in his word. That's what you want. You should want that. If you love Yahweh, if you seek Yahweh, you should want that. And if Yahweh is showing us his word like he is, then we want to order our steps in his word. Even look at Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. Verse 7 reads, I have caused you to multiply as the bud in the field, and you have increased and become great, and you have come to excellent ornaments. Thy breast are fashioned, and your hair is grown, whereas you were naked and bare. See, that's what being ordered is. You're being fashioned. You're being framed. And you want to know what it is that's being fashioned. Why is being fashioned? Why is being prepared? You want to know who's preparing it? What is it being prepared for? Even look in Proverbs, the fourth chapter. We just can't go around not understanding why was this made? Why am I made? And we don't know why. Because if you don't know why, then how do you know if you're doing the right thing or not? And Proverbs 4:25 says, let your eyes look right on and let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. You want them to be established. That's good wisdom. This is not something that you don't see somebody saying, I don't want my ways to be established. I want to be a cistern with holes in it that holds no water. That's not established. Even in Isaiah, the 16th chapter, the fifth verse reads, and in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hastening righteousness. In mercy shall the throne be established. That's what it's going to be established in. In mercy. That's that loving kindness. Of course you want it to be established, especially in mercy. What you want it to be established in? Riots? Chaos? No. Mercy. Kindness. We're looking for something to be established. So teach us to number our days because we want to know how to establish ourselves in the Most High. Why do you want to do that? Let's look at one more scripture before I go further in the book of Job, 31st chapter. In verse 15, did not he that made me in the womb make him, and did not one fashion us in the womb? Yeah, that's what it means to number your days. You want to know the fashion. You want to know how you were fashioned. You want to know why you were fashioned. So you need to know how to number your days, how to prepare it. You need to know how it is prepared. And that's what the Creator is trying to teach you with this order. How something is prepared. And why is it prepared? Now go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, the first verse, it says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. So if you want to know why your days need to be numbered, that means you want to know the purpose. You want to know the season. You want to know the time. You want to know these things because that's how you're going to know these things. It's one thing to know, man, I'm supposed to go to work. Well, why are you supposed to go to work? Because I need to get money. Well, why are you supposed to get money? But if you know you got to go, then you know there's a time you got to go. And there's a season you got to go. And depending on the time and the season you go, it greatly influences why you there anyway. To everything, there is a season. There's a season to everything and a time to every purpose under heaven. So the importance of knowing the law, of knowing order, is so you can see and understand your purpose. You need to understand that purpose. And once you understand that purpose, now you can effectively apply your heart to wisdom. Now you have a reason. Now you have an objective. Now you have a vision. But until you know that, you're walking around aimlessly. So look what it says in the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, it reads in the 7th verse, "Yea, the stork in heaven knows her appointed time, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yahweh." Which means what? We don't even consider Yahweh's divine intervention. We don't consider Yahweh's holiness, the knowledge of the holy. We don't consider that. We don't consider that because we're not thinking about the Creator. Therefore, you don't know the purpose of things. And let me show you why this purpose is so important. Let me show you why you need to number your days in order to see this purpose. See, this is the only way you're going to apply your hearts to wisdom, is if you understand purpose and if you know how and why you're fashioned. If you want to be confirmed and established, then you're going to know these things. So when it says, remember the law of Moses, and you want to see the word of Yah established, well, it's going to be established through this order. Yah's order is establishing the word of Yahweh because it is showing you how he wants it done, how you're supposed to do it, when you're supposed to do it, where you're supposed to do it. This is what you're learning. And so, since we're dealing in the 40-day and 40-night fast, and there is some questions about why is today the 40th day, and what's this count about, and am I doing this right? If you go with me first to the book of Deuteronomy, because first, why do we even do 40 anything? Why are we doing 40? Why not 20? Why not 3 days and three nights? Why not 10? Why not 50? Why not 60? Why not 100? Why not 120 for every year, man? Why not this and why not? Why 40? And in the book of Deuteronomy, and incidentally, 40 is one of the 7 most important words or numbers that Yahweh even mentions. In Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, it says, "If there is a controversy between men, and they come to judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man is worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face according to his fault by a certain number. 40 stripes may he give him and not exceed, lest if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother should seem vile unto you." How many stripes? 40 stripes. Because that is the decree of judgment. 40 stripes. So we are doing 40 days because there's a controversy in the world, in the earth. And you'll see this in the book of Jeremiah, the 25th chapter. In Jeremiah chapter 25, and what am I showing you? Right now I'm showing you the purpose of 40. In Jeremiah, the 25th chapter, verse 30, it says, "Therefore prophesy unto you, prophesy you against them all these words, and say to them, Yahweh shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even from the ends of the earth, for Yahweh has a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith Yahweh. So, there's a controversy. And who is the wicked in the controversy? It said, the righteous shall be justified, and the wicked will be condemned. And who is the wicked between the controversy with Yahweh and all flesh? Well, it is all flesh. Yahweh is righteous all the time. The wicked is all flesh. We are not righteous. Yahweh is. So his controversy is already settled, and we being able to receive revelation from the Most High that he was bringing evil because of his controversy, we've entered into a fast of 40 days and 40 nights. Why 40 days and 40 nights? You'll see that in the book of Exodus, the 32nd chapter. In Exodus, the 32nd chapter, or maybe I'll just go to Deuteronomy to get right to the meat of it. And it starts in Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. It says in verse 15, so I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh thy Elohim, and had made you a molten calf, and had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the two tables and cast them out of my two hands, and they broke before them, before your eyes. And I fell down before Yahweh, as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which you sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. How many days? 40 days, as we just completed. How many nights? 40 nights, as we are starting. For what? For sin. For what? For controversy. And we're taking our 40 stripes, as Moses did. So shall we do. And this is your purpose. It's for judgment. 40 represents judgment. And how do we know 40 represents judgment? Because 40 is what Yahweh used to exemplify this judgment. You saw with Moses, 40 days and 40 nights. You saw with the controversy, 40 stripes. That's how Yahweh decrees judgment, through this 40. That's its definition. That's his purpose. 40 is purposed for judgment. Let me show you something else according to this in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. And in Numbers, the 14th chapter, start at verse 28, or just 26. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, how long will I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say to them, as truly as I live, saith Yahweh, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Thy carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to the whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land, according concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Yehoshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in. And they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses are wasted in the wilderness. After the number of days which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. Another judgment dealing in 40. This is your purpose for 40. So it's important we do 40, but you have to know how to even number that 40. You got to know how to number that, so you can actually be on point with it and know it. Again, teach us to number our days so we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. If you now know the purpose, you're not just fasting 40 days because Christ, why they say Christ did that in the New Testament? He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. For what? For what? Because if you knew the law, you would know that there was no reason for Christ to die for your sins, because he already fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness like Moses. That's what Moses did. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights for sin. And Yahweh did not destroy the entire nation of Israel. He allowed the children of Israel to remain. And it was only because Moses pled before Yahweh, stood in the gap and said, please don't destroy them all. And he fasted 40 days and 40 nights because of the idolatry. Christ, what he going? He just went in the wilderness to be tested by Satan for 40 days and 40 nights? And then he went and got killed for your sins? Ain't none of that in the law. None of that has to deal with the word of the Most High. He would have been like, my job is finished. I fasted 40 days and 40 nights. If I'm the son of Yahweh, if I'm his only begotten, if I'm the most special thing ever made, my 40 days and 40 nights should be suffice. But, of course, that book is not the law, nor is it ordered by the Creator. So it's not going to give you that type of answer. But you're fasting for 40 days and 40 nights for sin, for iniquity, for transgression. So Yahweh can look at you and see your humility and remember the covenant that he made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. This is why we're fasting. This is your purpose. And the 40 represents judgment. That's what it means. You can't get that if you don't number your days. You can't get that if you don't order your steps. You can't get that if you're not seeking to be established by Yahweh. And we are. And that's how we are able to show you that this is what Yahweh has done and established. But not only, and so let me also just recap with everyone. We began our fast on a Sabbath day. It was November, I believe it was the 9th. I'm not mistaken. No, it was the 7th. It was the Sabbath day, November the 7th. Yes, November the 7th, we began our fast. We didn't count, because you cannot count, the fast as one day until November the 8th. Why? Because you did one day. So now on November the 8th, you've done one day. And what day fast? What day of the fast were you in November the 8th? You was in the second day. And then November the 9th, how many days did you fast? Two. But you're in the what? Third day. So that means by November the 13th, you could say that this fast was 6 days old. And by November 13th, you were in what? Your seventh day. So by November the 14th, you had fasted 7 days. And you were in your what? Your eighth day. So by November the 21st, you had fasted 14 days. And you were in your 15th. And by November the 28th, you had fasted 21 days, and you were in your 22nd. And by December the 5th, you were in your 28th. You had fasted 28 days, and you were in the 29th. And by November the 12th, which was last, December the 12th, which was last Sabbath day, you were had fasted 35 days, and we were in the 36th, which means what? So November the 12th, we had completed 35 days of fasting. That means November the 13th, we complete December the 13th, we completed 36 days of fasting. December the 14th, we completed 37 days of fasting. December the 15th, we completed 38 days of fasting. December the 16th, we completed 39 days of fasting, which means we were in our 40th day. And today, December the 17th, we've completed 40 days of fasting. And now we go into the night. We didn't fast today because it was completed by the morning. It was completed. We had completed it. And so tonight, in this night, we're fasting. And this is our first night fasting. But tomorrow, we have completed one night of fasting. But you have to know how to number your days. And let me show you something. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, it says in the 18th verse, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eats that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel. Whether he is a stranger or born in the land, you shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitations. You shall eat unleavened bread. So when did you start eating unleavened bread? The 14th day of the month at evening. And when did you stop? The 21st day at evening. So if you ate the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. If that's how you count it, which a lot of people do, you would say you ate 8 days. And you would be absolutely wrong. Because the way the Creator counts it is you started on the 14th, so the 15th, which is the day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, that's 1 day. 15th. The 16th is 2. The 17th is 3. 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. The seventh day of eating unleavened bread. And that's how we do our count. That's how you count according to the scriptures. Because Yahweh counts when things are complete. This is why you want to know how to number your days. Because you don't want to do anything that's incomplete. You don't want to do anything that is half or partial. Because once you do things like that, then it's not consistent. And that creates something called a lie. Because the truth is consistent. So we understand the purpose of 40 is for judgment. So this is a 40-day and 40-night fast. But this is the third time we're doing this 40-day and 40-night fast. Now, that's significant also. See, it all has purpose. It's not just a 40-day, 40-night fast. It's the third 40-day and 40-night fast. Why would Yahweh have us do this three times? What is the third? Well, let me show you in the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter. See, we have to understand the purpose of things. If it say, teach you to number your days, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So now, if I know that this is for judgment, I have purpose to this thing. I'm not just doing this because my friends are. I'm doing this because of Yah's judgment. I know when this thing began. And let me show you this third. In Genesis, the 29th chapter, we'll start reading at verse 32. It says, and Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. But she said, surely Yahweh has looked upon my affliction. Therefore, my husband will love me. And why did she say that about her firstborn? Yahweh sees, or Yahweh has looked upon my affliction. Because the order of one is light. That's right. The order, that means one is established with light. That means one is framed for light. That means one is prepared for light. That means one directs light. That means one confirms light. That means one is fixed for light. And you cannot see without light. Yahweh had light upon Leah. He's seen her. And that's why it's one. Because it's ordered that way. So when we say the order of this and the order of that, it's not some term we came up with. A good man's steps are ordered by Yah. But now we're learning the structure or the order of the book of the law. Meaning now we're learning that the book of the law actually is broken down in the book of Genesis with 12 generations. And we're going to deal with the 12 also. But right now, the first thing we're dealing with the importance of Yahweh's order, is this third. Now, I went over the 40 days because that's the fast that we're in. But I want you to just understand the first order I'm dealing with is the order of three. And you can see our time is running short. That's why we're going to have to continue. But let me show you this. In Genesis 29, verse 32, and Leah conceived and bore a son and called his name Reuben. For she said, surely Yahweh has looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. That's the firstborn. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, because Yahweh has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me his son also. And she called his name Shimeon, or Shimon, which means what? Heard that I was hated. And where does Yahweh hear? It says in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. See, Yahweh hears from heaven. The word hear is Shema. The word heaven is Shemaim. It's the same word, essentially. He heard Simeon. And she named him Simeon, the second born. And then the third says, 34th verse, and she conceived again and bore a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons, therefore shall his name be called Levi. And that's what the third does. It joins you. That's one of the things the third order does, is join you, which means the opposite of the order of three would be to cut you off, because there's two sides to everything. There's a time to love and there's a time to hate. There's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. And this order of three is to be joined. That's one of the things. And let me show you a couple scriptures to that before we adjourn. In the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. And I said, why are we doing the 40-day and 40-night fast a third time? You think this is something that Yahweh didn't do? Well, you might have, but we can show you that this is something Yahweh is doing. Yahweh has prepared this, and it is shown from his signs. And that sign is this three. In Exodus, the 19th chapter, in the first verse, it reads, in the third month. And why the third month? Because you just read that Leah said that Levi, the third son, represents the joining. So in the third month, the children of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt. The same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, for they had departed from Rephidim and had come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moshe went up to Elohim, and Yahweh called him out of the mountain, saying, thus shall you say to the house of Yaakov, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen that what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure to me above all people of the earth, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all the words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered and together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, behold, I come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And he did. And what did he do on that third day? He gave us his covenant that would join us to Yah, the covenant of the Ten Commandments, the covenant of the law. He gave us this covenant on the third day. That's what he gave us. So if you put this together, Yahweh, by his word, by his scriptures, has said by his servant, teach us to number our days so we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And therefore, why? Why to teach us how to number our days? So we can know the purpose thereof. I want to know the purpose of this. That's how I am able to attach myself and direct myself to making sure my heart goes after this wisdom. I need to know this purpose. And what's the purpose of this 40-day and 40-night fast? It's because of judgment. Yahweh has judgment decreed upon the entire world, and we are going before the Most High to humble ourselves to receive our 40 stripes. But we're doing this for the third time. Why? Because that is what Yahweh uses to join the third. That is why Yahweh sends his servant in the order of three. Because he's trying to join you to him. And so, on this third 40-day and 40-night fast, Yahweh has brought us his word. And what is that? To remember the law of Moses. To remember the law of his servant. Look what it says in Malachi, the fourth chapter. In Malachi, the fourth chapter, the fifth verse reads, the fourth verse reads, remember ye the law of Moshe, my servant. And the third represents Yahweh's servant. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I command to him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments, which is your wisdom. Remember this thing. And why would it be that Yahweh gives us this law in order on our third 40-day and 40-night fast? Because he wants you to be joined to him. So now you have purpose. Now you have reason. And just let me show you this. Again, dealing with the third. It's in the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. In Exodus chapter 31, it reads in verse 12. And Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, saying, speak ye also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you. Keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. So what is this? The Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a sign between Yahweh and his people so that we are to know that Yahweh has sanctified us. In this Sabbath day, the very first Sabbath day, is the third of the very first month. Which lets you know what? That this Sabbath day also was fashioned for you to be joined unto Yahweh. He even said that the stranger and the eunuch can become a part of his kingdom if they keep the Sabbath and from polluting it. And that's because of Yahweh's order. Now you see how he fashioned this. Now you see how he prepared this. Now you see how he's directed it and how he has established it and what it is established for you to be joined unto him. And we're going to deal more with the order of three, and we're going to deal more with all these orders in the coming days. But the answer of the question of why do you need to know how to number your days to apply your hearts to wisdom, it is so you can know and understand the purpose of things. So you are able now to be established in the Most High. And this is what we're seeing happening before our eyes. Yahweh has sent his message that we are to hear his law of his servant Moses. And that is the order of three. And we are receiving this message in our third 40-day and 40-night fast. And now what is being established? The word of Yah. The word of Yah is being established through this order. He prepared it this way. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
I was an Israelite. I had so much high self-esteem, I am Israel. I gloried in myself, as many of us did. It made me feel as if I was the highest thing on the world, because I thought I knew the greatest secret on this earth. Men and women were burning down institutions of education and rioting because they wanted black history. And I said, I found black history right here in the Holy Scriptures, and I found out that I'm part of the holiest, greatest.
Yeah, I serve it refined purpose. Walk through the eye furnace, not burning 400 years. You got it, no time purpose. Wise flourish fools following folly. The blind person, eyes hurting, let the light in. Like I despise curtain. Watch out for them lying service. Humbleness, I'm trying purchase. Cause it's kind of hard to stay on your job with pride working. What's his name? And his son's name, if you can tell. Yahweh Elohim, a host, his son's name is Israel. So awake, Yaakov, and watch out for your sins. Yahweh be with you, you be with him. If you seek him, he will find you. Do not put his words behind you. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. So please be mindful. Life is a battleground, so break up your fallow grounds. Seek righteousness and sow in mercy till he shower down. You former in latter rain. We start in the latter days. Jacob no longer repressed and thinking like a slave.
Yahweh is his name. His word has came to us as the rain. Yahweh is his name. His word has come to us as the rain.
Is that Yahweh?
When I call, O Elohim, O my righteousness, you haven't lost. When I was stressed, you heard my prayers, have mercy upon. When I almost slipped, you grabbed my foot and told me to hold on. O sons of men, how long will you turn Yah's glory into shame? And love, living vain, walking in your own way. See, life, be Yahweh separated to himself. That's for death, with understanding, knowledge is my help. Follow these steps, please Yashima, when I call, standing out on sin, commune with your own heart while you still in your bed. See, lie, offer the sacrifice of righteousness, put your trust in Yah, so your life just lives. No, some will say, ain't no good in this day. Yah, let this countenance and shine its light on his face. Put gladness in my heart more than the time when they grind and crease. Now I will both lay me down in peace, cause only Yah keep me safe.
Yahweh is his name, his word has came to us as the rain. Yahweh is his name, his word has came to us as the rain.
The greatest thing that I ever learned. Is that Yahweh is his name.
His word
has
came to us as the
grain. I glory, I was an Israelite. I have so much high self-esteem.